Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. Today we're looking at Ezekiel 38 and 39. We've watched and we've read reports of how Russia is going hardline again, how it's even moved south, trying to take over Georgia, and moved south toward Syria with a flotilla of boats, and trying to put military weapons in Syria. And it's going to be judged by God, and the judgment is written for us in Ezekiel 38, 39, and we're going to start there today. Ezekiel 38, 1, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Notice the word him. The prophecy is against Gog. Gog is an evil spirit. He's that evil spirit in the heavenly, even Satan himself, that rules down the heaven. There's a double kingdom system. We read of the prince of Persia. We read of the, in the book of Daniel. Evil spirits have ruled from the heavenlies in a double kingdom system afforded to them by the fall of Adam. So God says, I'm against this demon. I'm sure it's Satan. And that he has worked down through, he's the chief prince, evil spirit in the heavenly, of Meshach. Meshach is an ancient name for Moscow. Tubal for Tobolsk. These are Russian places. God says, I am against you, verse 3, end of the verse, chief prince of Meshach and Tobolsk. He's not against all the Russian people, but he is against that evil spirit that has even led that nation for years and years in terrible anti-Semitism. God said, I'm going to turn you back, put hooks in your jaws, and I'm going to bring you down. Look in verse 8. After many years, many days, you shall be visited in the latter years. The end of days, that actually says in the Hebrew. You shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword and gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have always been waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Now he says, you're going to come down. You're going to bring an army down. You're going to come back into this land. It's going to be in the last days here. And it's going to be in the land that's brought back from the sword. Israel came back. Remember, we studied about this whole book of Ezekiel has to do with them being gathered back. And when they're gathered back, you're going to gather an army, and you're going to come down there. Now he tells them who the allies will be. It will be led and headed up by Russia. One of the chief allies will be Persia, verse 5. That's Iran. Ethiopia and Libya. Gomer, verse 6. Eastern European nations and Germany. I'm not sure Germany as we know it, but at least eastern parts of Europe. Togarma, Turkey, probably. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself and all thy company that are assembled unto you, and be a guard unto them. They're going to come in the latter years, as we said, verse 9, you shall ascend and come like a storm. You shall be like a cloud to cover the land. Now, this is probably an aerial attack. And Shelley, you know that when we go and stand up where Prophet Elijah stood, mm-hmm. where he dealt with the prophets of Baal, those are the Carmel mountain range that mm-hmm. overlook a wide valley. And that wide valley, the Jezreel Valley, mm-hmm. So named because it's like the breadbasket of Israel. The ground is so fertile. But it runs for about 20 miles across that nation of Israel, between the mountains, across the mountains, really, across right. the mountains. And he says that, and we go and stand there, and I always preach Ezekiel 38 and 39 when we're there, because another name for that valley is the Valley of Armageddon.
Right.
Armageddon. And I believe that that's the place where this will take place, because God says it's going to be an aerial attack, and there's mm-hmm. no other place. It's in the north of Israel. There's a great Israeli Air Force is there, IDF, mm-hmm. the Israeli Defense Systems, and they're underground. Shelley, you've been there when those planes have... What'd you think? What'd you see?
Well, you just are amazed, because they literally look like little bees coming out from under the ground and then appearing and immediately just shooting off into the sky. And it's quite impressive.
And then when they land, they
go back into
they
the
go
ground
back underground.
And disappear.
Mm-hmm. So I think that'll be this is where mm-hmm. The Russians will come down. And they'll have with them now. Iran is still there. Doesn't look like they've been wiped away by anything nuclear. And they're going to come down, and they're going to come down to verse 12 says, take a spoil.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking to me earlier before you were going to talk about, read that there in verse 12.
Well, I have this Bible with different translations. Mm-hmm. And of course, King James says to take a spoil and then to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. And a different translation that I think was so interesting, especially in light of having gone to Israel, and we make a point to go to cowboy country.
Mm-hmm, the Golan.
The Golan of Israel.
Bashan.
The Bashan.
Ancient Bashan.
And the cows are fat, and there are Israeli cowboys riding horses. And here it says in this verse, verse 12, where it says to seize spoil. This is a different translation. And to assail the waste places which are now inhabited, and the people who were gathered from the nations who have gotten cattle and goods. One translation says, peacefully acquiring cattle. And so it's the Bible so specific, we don't have to guess.
Exactly. You know, Shelley, during all the years that the Jews were not in charge of that land, they had had what the Bible calls the bulls of Bashan. They had had wonderful cattle up in that land, the Golan, and then they were all chased out. And the cattle industry has been restored to Israel. Of course, some people think oil will have something to do with it, too. We'll wait and see about that, but we know for sure about the cows.
Oh, yeah.
And so it says that you will come out of the north parts, verse 15. Straight north from Jerusalem is Moscow. Verse 16. You don't have to wonder about this translation, who it is. You can read with your own two eyes. Verse 16. You shall come against my people Israel. Mm-hmm. My people. Notice he calls them my people. As if he calls them my people in these last days, nobody has the right to say he's through with them. You will come against my people Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days. That's when. I will bring you against my land. Now, here's the reason why. Here's God's purpose. Mm. In order that, King James says the heathen. Shelley, there is no Hebrew word for heathen. It's
that's
the word for nations.
An important point.
Yes. It's goyim. The Hebrew word is goyim, and it means the nations. Mm-hmm. That the nations may know me when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. Mm-hmm. And then going on down to when they come down there, God, he's going to draw them down there, and he's going to bring about a great victory. He says, the mountains will shake at his presence. Verse 21, I will call for a sword against all them throughout my mountains. Every man's sword against his brother. I will plead against him with pestilence, with blood. I will rain upon him with his bands, with his many people that are with him, an overflowing rain, great hailstones of fire and brimstone. Thus I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am Jehovah. When you see capital L-O-R-D, that's Jehovah.
Mm-hmm.
God's reason for bringing them down here is to judge them. And there's going to be, I like the way Hilton Sutton taught it. I got this years ago. In verse 13, it says, Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish with all of the young lions shall say unto thee, are you come to take a spoil? Have you gathered your company to take a prey, to gather away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? He said, some of the nations of the earth, Sheba and Dedan, Saudi Arabia, then he says, cheap merchants of Tarshish, that might be the Western world. He says they're going to, he thinks it'll be like you know how they do these days. They'll have a big, like a TV press conference. Mm-hmm. What are you doing down here? Why have you come down
mm-hmm.
here?
That's good.
And then they'll also, 17, are you he of whom I've spoken in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days that I would bring you against them? Some of those reporters are going to say, what are you come down here? Is this what the prophet Ezekiel was talking about? Could that be it? And God, of course, then brings this great victory, and he even calls the fowls of the air to clean up the sacrifice. There's going to be so much death and devastation. verse 17, God tells Ezekiel, and he prophesied it back then, but it's come to pass. And thou, son of man, saith the Lord God, speak unto every, excuse me, feathered fowl, speak unto every feathered fowl, and to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves, gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice, that I do sacrifice for you, a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. Mm. Now the rabbis say that they think this will take place in the fall.
Because
of the migration of the birds coming through there near the Feast of the Tabernacles and those kinds of feasts that come over in September and October. And God says, I will set my glory among the heathen nations, and all the nations shall see my judgment that I have executed upon them, and the nations shall know. Read verse 27 on.
Okay, verse 27. When I have brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations, then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, which caused them to be led into captivity among the it says King James heathen, but we'll say among the nations. But I have gathered them into their own land, and have left none of them any more there. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God.
And so we see that judgment for all the anti-Semitism, for all the things that have happened. Rick Renner asked me to come over and to teach Russia's place in Bible prophecy. I was there September 11 in Moscow, 9/11, when the terrible things happened in New York City to the Twin Towers. I was there. It happened in that land. And I said to, I said, Russia's place in Bible prophecy is not good, Rick. And he said, but the people have the right to know. And so I preached all this. But I told to the church there in Russia, you are not under that judgment. There are three groups of people, the Jews, the nations, and the church. This is for the nation of Russia. God had mercy. Many people have come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and their future is the same bright future as yours and mine, Shelley. When Jesus comes in the rapture of the church, they will go with him. When will this war happen here in Ezekiel 38 and 39? I don't know. It'll be near the rapture. Sometimes I think it'll be just before. Sometimes I think it will be just after. But Jesus is coming, and the signs that we see in Russia right now are telling us that that coming is near. We have some special offers this week. You could call our office and find out about them. 1-800-972-3447. Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.